Lord, give us the spirit and heart to hear your word today, to be moved and conformed to your image. Speak into us your will, and help us to glorify you on earth as well as in heaven. Amen. Today's devotional was written by Pastor Matt Davis. Let's hear from God's word. Today's reading is from 2 Chronicles 26, 1-16. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. After Amaziah the king rested with his ancestors, Uzziah rebuilt Eloth and restored it to Judah. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the Lord's sight, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God throughout the lifetime of Zechariah, the teacher of the fear of God. During the time that he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Uzziah went out to wage war against the Philistines, and he tore down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. Then he built cities in the vicinity of Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, the Arabs that live in Gurbaal, and the Munites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for God made him very powerful. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, the valley gate, and the corner buttress, and he fortified them. Since he had many cattle both in the Judean foothills and the plain, he built towers in the desert and dug many wells. And since he was a lover of the soil, he had farmers and vine dressers in the hills and in the fertile lands. Uzziah had an army equipped for combat that went out to war by division according to their assignments, as recorded by Jael the court secretary and Messiah the officer under the authority of Hananiah, one of the king's commanders. The total number of family heads was 2,600 valiant warriors. Under their authority was an army of 307,500 equipped for combat, a powerful force to help the king against the enemy. Uzziah provided the entire army with shields, spears, helmets, armor, bows, and slingstones. He made skillfully designed devices in Jerusalem to shoot arrows and catapult large stones for use on the towers and on the corners. So his fame spread even to distant places, for he was wondrously helped until he became strong. But when he became strong, he grew arrogant, and it led to his own destruction. Uzziah was a man of God, described as doing what was right in the Lord's sight. As long as he sought the Lord, God blessed him with success. His reign was marked by military victories, economic prosperity, and architectural advancements. His fame spread, and he became a powerful king. But success is a double-edged sword. As Uzziah became strong, he forgot the one who made him strong. Pride crept in, and he overstepped his God-given role, taking for himself what was set apart for the priests. This act of arrogance led to his downfall. He was struck with leprosy and lived the rest of his life in isolation. Throughout my own life, I've had moments of great success and moments of great defeat. In times of failure, it's easy to shift the blame, but in times of success, arrogance is always lurking, ready to take credit. Looking back, I see those moments where pride took over, where I claimed responsibility for victories that were never mine to claim. And like Uzziah, those moments often led to a downfall. The Bible repeatedly shows us that success, when not guarded by humility, leads to destruction. We begin to say, "I am strong," when in truth we are weak. Pride whispers, "I did this," but true strength declares, "God did this." Uzziah's story is a reminder to keep our hearts in check. The higher we rise, the more we must rely on God. The moment we think we no longer need Him is the moment we set ourselves up for a fall. True success is not measured by power, wealth, or fame, but by continued dependence on the Lord. Let's take a moment to reflect on these questions. Are there areas in your life where success has made you less dependent on God? How can you actively cultivate humility in times of blessing? What are some ways you can acknowledge God's hand in your achievements today? Heavenly Father, you are the source of every good thing in my life. Keep me from the trap of pride and help me to remember that my strength and success come from you alone. May I walk in humility, always giving you the glory. Teach me to rely on you in both triumph and trial. In Jesus' name, amen.